Hello, welcome to Delta Affairs Weekly, where we look at the people and issues affecting Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thank you for tuning in. How can the University of Alaska Fairbanks system better respond to sexual assault cases on its rural campuses? That's what a group of men from UAF came to the Kuskokwim University campus in Bethel last week to answer. KUC is the third rural campus the men have visited with this question, and the trip occurred just days after an external review called the UAF's handling of five sexual assault cases between 2011 and 2014 as failures. The University of Alaska system requested the review be conducted. The men's visit at KUC lasted all day. They met with staff in the morning and then had lunch with the Bethel Police Department, Bethel-based Alaska State Troopers, and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation over lunch. At the end of the day, they screened the documentary The Hunting Ground. The film shows how university campuses across the lower 48 failed to comply with Title IX in dealing with sexual assault cases against students. Title IX is a federal law that guarantees gender equality in education and establishes how to handle sexual assault cases. My guests are Mike Powers, UAF Interim Chancellor, Kevin Calderera, UAF Title IX Investigator, and Steve Goetz, UAF Police Deputy Chief. Powers is the first to speak. So what's your goal with all these visits?
Well, the goal is to raise the awareness of sexual assault and the responsibilities of the university in making sure not only the criminal side of an assault is followed, but the administrative side of the of an assault. Universities have a responsibility to investigate and then take action according to board policy relative to a preponderance of evidence found in any given case or accusation. Kevin, would you want to add to that?
Basically, what we're trying to do is we're going to raise awareness and let people know what their reporting options are.
Kevin Calderera, UAF Title IX Investigator.
There's more different reporting options than just going to the police. And we have changed that and along with Title IX, where they can come in and make a report. But it actually empowers people that make the report because we try to make it so they're in control of the situation to give a little bit of power back. And we want to let them know that we're basically here for them, and they dictate a lot of what we want to do as far as the investigation. If they don't want us to go forward with the investigation, but they just want services, then we stop.
I'd like to add to that. We want to ensure the administrative processes are in place, to cultivate and help foster a culture of support, continue what has been groups have been doing in the community as part of a partner, the university as a community partner, and then to begin to explore ways we can support all campus activities. What we are not is a final solution by any way. We happen to have, as we've mentioned, a film called The Hunting Ground, which has really spurred discussion across campuses across the U.S. And it's very powerful, and I think it'll help bring to light the sensitivity and critical importance of addressing this, continuing to address this issue.
And on that note of the screening of The Hunting Ground, so The Hunting Ground is a documentary, and it shows the dealing of sexual assault cases really in big-name universities in the lower 48. KUC is a rural extension campus in rural Alaska. So how does this screening, how is that applicable to this campus?
First of all, it is not culturally precise. There's no question about that. But the Bethel campus does have dormitories, and that's an important issue to consider. But just the fact that this is a national issue now highlighted with this documentary and important cause of, frankly, the Obama administration. There's been a lot said about this recently. It's now been teed up across the nation, and over 160 colleges and systems are being investigated for their administrative processes relative to sexual assault.
What are you hoping to leave with, or having to left here, and then you also leave with after this day is done?
Heightened awareness of the university's role in making sure cases are administratively pursued, and identifying opportunities to partner with the community to strengthen a response in prevention of sexual assault.
We're also partnering with law enforcement.
Steve Getz, UAF Police Deputy Chief.
We're in the process of getting MOUs approved between law enforcement agencies and the universities and the rural campuses to facilitate the flow of information so that the Title IX investigators can do their jobs correctly. Purposes of the MOUs is to make sure that UAF PD has all the information that Bethel PD has or that AST has related to this investigation, and that we share it with Title IX folks so they can start their parallel investigation.
So the university system is facing an over $30 million budget cut, and in the review on Friday that was released on how the sexual assault cases on UAF were handled between 2011 and 2014, the ones that fell through the crack and were deemed by the review real failures in handling, some of the reasons identified was a lack of resource and a lack of training. So with these budget cuts, where's the funding going to come from to fill in those gaps in resources and training?
It'll come through, you know, frankly, through other programs. We no longer have a community service patrol or won't. However, we will have dedicated resources, additional staff position in the dean's office, and as Steve has just mentioned, a MOU with the local advocacy organization to provide advocacy support. This is a mandate by the regents, by the governing board of the university. So we will absolutely ensure we're fully resourced to handle these cases.
The advocacy piece that we originally on the Fairbanks Community Campus don't have any advocacy for anybody that reports any violation of Title IX. And really what we're trying to do is, right now we're in negotiations with contracts to get at least two victim advocates on the Fairbanks campus to respond and actually are housed there. I believe it's going to be, 24 hours a day, or at least a call center that should assist in any type of need. So therefore there'll be resources available 24 hours a day.
And looking for a July 1 start.
Yes.
So an advocacy group is a call center?
No. I'm not sure whether or not they're going to be there 24 hours a day or whether they're going to be there a scheduled time and then have a 24-hour number where they can reach an advocate right away.
And so how does this translate to the rural extension campuses?
Well, that's what we're here to figure out. We're actually going to make Outreach Community one of the things that we're here today to figure out what resources the community has that we can tap into and what can we do to assist them.
And what if you find that, for instance, in Bethel, we're facing a severe shortage of police staffing? If you can't turn to the community law enforcement for support, what will be the solution?
So this very issue came up in Nome as well, and it was news for me. One, advocacy and our help in making the case for our rural campus communities would be one area of focus. The MOU and relationships, shared relationships, would be another.
Another thing I'd like to say about, Bethel Police Department, I want to make sure that everybody understands that they've done a fantastic job for the university here, for the campus.
What I'm hearing right now is, coming to these communities, you're just trying to collect ideas. There's no real solution that's created yet. It's trying to figure out, well, what are the resources available? And it seems to be a discussion of resources. Okay, we're cutting budgets here, we're cutting staff across the university, but at the same time we're having to add staff to fill in these positions to make sure that Title IX is being met. It's come under increased scrutiny in light of the discussion that's been going on about the five sexual assault cases and the mishandling there, but then also looking at these rural campuses and trying to find out what resources are in the community, but at the same time the community is saying we are lacking resources for our own law enforcement. And so am I understanding this correctly?
I think that's accurate. We're assessing what is available locally and how can we strategize to partner with the local community. We don't know yet. We know in the rural areas, even more so, considerably more so than Fairbanks, it's all about community in these smaller environments need to leverage everybody's expertise and interest, collaboration.
So is it safe to say now that you don't have the answer yet, but you realize that you have to get one at this point?
I think it's very accurate. I do not want to suggest by any means we have the solution, but we know we can raise awareness that we as a university have a responsibility as a community partner to make the community aware of what our responsibility is, and that we'll be full partners in that effort.
And earlier you said that more staff were going to be added in order to make sure that Title IX compliances were being followed. Is that happening just on the main campus, or is that also happening on the extension campuses?
Just the main campus. Now, as far as support to the rural campuses, again, Kevin, you're more in a position to be talking about what your office is doing with rural campuses.
Well, with the rural campuses currently, I'm the one that covers down on any incidences that involved a Title IX violation. So I would be the one responding to the incidents.
So you would either fly out here or do it remotely?
I would probably do it remotely unless we had funds to respond.
Sexual assault is widespread across Alaska. The YK Delta has a particularly high rate, at least according to the UAA's Justice Center Alaska Victimization Survey from 2012, which says over half of adult women in the YK Delta have experienced intimate partner violence, sexual violence, or both in their lifetime. So how is the approach different off of the UAF campus? I know you keep talking about community and connecting with the community and what are the resources in the approach. So just knowing that the rates are higher here, how does that change the way that this Title IX is approached?
So I am no expert, but I think this is the very questions that we'll be asking the community and engaging in after that showing of the hunting ground this afternoon. I think that is the essence of trying to best understand how we can support the rural communities.
The main thing that I'd like to say is if we don't know about it, we can't help. So the first thing that we have to do is be aware of the situation. And for us to be aware of it, it needs to be reported somewhere.
How is that being ensured that students are being aware that, okay, there's this thing called Title IX, and these are my rights under it, and these are how I access those rights if needed?
Right now we're going to have another marketing campaign for Title IX. I think they just had the focus group done a couple weeks ago with marketing. And what we know we're trying to work out, we know what works in Fairbanks isn't going to work everywhere. So we're trying to reach out to local communities, especially here in Bethel, and find out what marketing campaign is going to work for them. So we're actually going to put, hopefully, people here that in contact with marketing back in Fairbanks so we can cater that need out here.
Also, new student orientation, all new students. We're planning now for the fall. So as new students come on, all new students will be educated, trained, relative to Title IX.
Is there any way that the university will be able to gauge that they're following Title IX, but also that they've gained back the public's trust in light of the discussions on the mishandlings of the sexual assault cases between 2011 and 2014?
Great question. I see it already. Then anecdotally, the number of people coming forward, and thank you for stepping up and acknowledging this. It's unprecedented, frankly, across the U.S. We were the first to go nationally in admitting this issue and addressing it. That's been very encouraging. Other ways we're seeing an impact are the number of incidents now being reported. We've had over 300% increase in the number of incidents reported of any type of incident, not just sexual assault, which is counterintuitive. You would think, my Lord, you've really got a problem. On the other hand, people are comfortable coming forward. People are aware of the resources. We are no different than any other campus across the U.S. We've learned that very quickly. And so we're frankly proud of, one, the number of incidents being reported and the anecdotal stories being reported. And then, of course, Kevin had mentioned the focus groups that we're conducting relative to getting the message out.
That's Mike Powers, UAF Interim Chancellor. Kevin Calderera, UAF Title IX investigator, and Steve Goetz, UAF Police Deputy Chief. UAF is also working on prevention of sexual assault. The training is through the Green Dot Program, a program that teaches and empowers bystanders to intervene in situations that need help. A staff member from KUC has gone through the training to bring back to Bethel. The day after the interview, I talked with Mary Pete, KUC director, to see if the men's visit was effective.
I think it was effective in terms of alerting groups we have to work with, like Bethel Police Department, Alaska State Troopers, and YK Behavioral Health, about the systems in place that we need to remind ourselves of to make sure they work well, that we understand them, and the ultimate goal is to serve our students, our campus, and keep everyone safe.
Pete says KUC has agreements with the Alaska State Troopers, Bethel Police Department, and YKHC Behavioral Health to help students. But those agreements were written years ago and need updating. She says the university also works closely with the Tundra Women's Center to provide counseling services to students and also works with TAV, Teens Acting Against Violence. The group recently held a campus talk about sexual consent. Pete says every new KUC student goes through Title IX training. This is Delta Affairs Weekly. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.